AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number is only growing. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, March 6th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in broadcasting and production. Let's get into it. Imagine watching a live broadcast where AI handles everything from camera angles to audio levels, leaving humans to focus solely on storytelling. It sounds like a scene out of a sci-fi movie, but it's quickly becoming our reality. AI is no longer just a theoretical tool. It's actively transforming how broadcast content is produced and delivered. In our first segment today, we're diving into the state of artificial intelligence in broadcasting and production, based on insights from a recent Industry Insights roundtable. Technology vendors and solutions providers have come together to discuss how AI is not only automating mundane tasks, but also enhancing the creative process. According to Siddharth Gupta, principal engineer at Intera Systems, AI's advancements in natural language processing, image generation, and real-time analytics have revolutionized content production. Broadcasters can now automate routine tasks like editing, captioning, and highlight creation, allowing staff to focus on higher-level storytelling. This shift has made production cycles faster and more data-driven. Bob Coniglia from Blackmagic Design highlights how AI-driven tools in post-production have been around for years, with innovations like noise reduction and smart reframing. These technologies have enabled broadcasters to achieve precision in storytelling and seamless content repurposing across platforms, opening up new creative possibilities. Zeynel Takkar of Atelier emphasizes AI's role in speeding up workflows by automating scripting and content generation. The technology is also revolutionizing live production, making content reach audiences faster and in a more enhanced manner, with real-time transcriptions in multiple languages. Jordan Thomas from Quicklink points out that AI advancements are not just streamlining workflows, but also elevating video and audio quality. By removing video artifacts and automatically framing shots, AI is helping to create high-quality content that engages audiences more effectively. Costa Nichols at Telos Alliance notes that AI is unlocking new creative options in audio, making the unmanageable more manageable. This includes improving sound clarity in challenging environments and enhancing dialogue normalization at scale for global audiences. Sam Bogok of Axel AI and Noah Magrisso from TAG Video Systems discuss how AI is simplifying media asset management with real-time applications like scene understanding and automated tagging. These advancements streamline workflows and enhance production speed, allowing teams to deliver high-quality content faster. In conclusion, while AI is enhancing efficiency and creativity in broadcast production, it also presents challenges such as high implementation costs and the need for specialized expertise. However, its potential to revolutionize the industry makes overcoming these hurdles worthwhile. In a move that could reshape the digital landscape, United States President Donald Trump has called on Congress to pass a groundbreaking piece of legislation. During a recent address to members of the House and Senate, he urged the swift passage of the Take It Down Act, a bill aimed at tackling the issue of non-consensual intimate deepfakes on the internet. This legislation would mandate social media platforms to remove these harmful digital fabrications, signaling a significant shift in how online content might be regulated. Picture this: an online world where deepfakes, those eerily realistic but entirely fabricated videos, are rampant. Now imagine a legal framework that could effectively curb their spread. President Trump's call for the Take It Down Act aims to address exactly that, spotlighting the growing concerns around digital privacy and consent in the age of artificial intelligence. The importance of this proposed law cannot be overstated. As the line between reality and digital manipulation blurs, the potential for misuse skyrockets. This isn't just about technological advancement. It's about safeguarding individuals' privacy and dignity in a world where AI-generated content can easily be weaponized. To put this into perspective, consider the words of an unnamed executive at a leading social media company who commented, "We can't tell what's AI generated anymore." This highlights the urgency for regulatory frameworks that can keep pace with technological advancements, ensuring platforms are not only innovative, but also responsible. Statistics reveal that the creation and distribution of deepfakes have surged by over 400% in the last year alone. This explosive growth has left many platforms scrambling to establish guidelines that can effectively manage this new breed of digital content. The Take It Down Act represents a proactive step towards addressing these challenges head-on. While the bill's passage is not guaranteed, its introduction marks a pivotal moment in the conversation about digital rights and responsibilities. If enacted, it could set a precedent for how nations worldwide approach the regulation of AI-generated content, making it a critical development to watch in the ever-evolving landscape of media and technology. Sir Cameron McIntosh, a titan in the theater world, has voiced a strong warning against proposed AI copyright plans, calling them an undemocratic own goal. Imagine the Broadway lights dimming on creativity because of a legal misstep. That's the vivid picture Sir Cameron paints as he critiques new copyright proposals aimed at regulating AI-generated content. His concern is clear: the plans risk stifling creativity rather than fostering it. Instead of opening doors for innovation, these regulations could slam them shut, making it harder for artists and creators to experiment with AI technology. Sir Cameron argues that these plans could hinder the creative freedom that's been the hallmark of artistic progress. "We're at risk of creating a bureaucratic nightmare that stifles rather than stimulates," he warns. Statistics show that AI's influence in creative industries is expanding rapidly, with more artists exploring its potential. From scriptwriting to set design, AI tools are becoming integral to the creative process. The fear is that imposing strict copyright measures could deter creators from utilizing these tools, slowing down the pace of innovation that's currently driving the industry forward. In Sir Cameron's view, the focus should be on embracing AI's potential while ensuring that creators retain control over their intellectual property. "It's about balance," he emphasizes, "not bureaucracy." As the debate over AI and copyright continues, Sir Cameron's insights remind us of the delicate line between regulation and creativity. It's a conversation that's only just beginning, but one that could shape the future of how art and technology intertwine. Today, we're diving into a story that's got the media world buzzing for all the wrong reasons. The Los Angeles Times has rolled out a new AI feature designed to provide political ratings and alternative viewpoints on news articles. But instead of enhancing the paper's credibility, it's become the latest example of how not to implement artificial intelligence. Picture this: LA Times billionaire owner Patrick Soon-Shiong decides to use AI to rate news content and offer alternative political views. But in doing so, he lays off a significant number of experienced human staffers, leaving the AI unchecked. This decision has sparked a firestorm of criticism, highlighting a growing concern about AI's role in media. Now, why does this matter? The core issue here is bias. The AI system, devoid of human oversight, reflects the biases of its owner, a Trump-supporting billionaire. Instead of providing balanced views, the AI ends up validating the owner's perspective, creating a false equivalency on critical issues like climate change and human rights. Carl Bode, the author of a recent critique on this AI rollout, points out that large language models, or LLMs, are not yet capable of generating accurate news summaries. This highlights a fundamental flaw in relying on AI without human review, especially in a field as nuanced as journalism. The backlash was swift. After the AI attempted to Both Sides, a story about Anaheim's historical ties to white supremacy, human editors had to step in and delete the AI-generated content. This incident underscores the dangers of prioritizing engagement over accuracy, a trap many modern media outlets fall into. In essence, this experiment by the LA Times is seen as a silly joke by critics, aimed more at validating the biases of wealthy media ownership than at providing genuine insight. it serves as a cautionary tale for any media organization considering AI as a replacement for experienced journalists. As we move forward, the challenge will be to integrate AI in ways that support rather than undermine journalistic integrity. This means ensuring AI tools are used to assist, not replace, human judgment, especially in areas where nuance and context are key. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The LA Times AI misstep underscores the vital role human oversight plays in journalism. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.